This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. Now, if I suspect it, it's probably true, right? Not really. We have to be very discerning, of course, in all things that we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, please visit newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. It's all about creating an additional state for the Union, the 51st state, New California. California of old? Well, it's going to be a different configuration. Anyway, like I said, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. If you have not heard and you're awakening right now, if you're on the left coast and you're enjoying your cup of brew like we are here in Agenda 21 Radio Studios, we call it Studio 21, then of course, you're a little bit blurry-eyed, I understand it. But the big news is that apparently Mueller has struck. I say again, Robert Uranium 1 Mueller has struck. You know, this is, and I hate to laugh about this, but Paul Manafort was charged today. Apparently he's going to go through the whole process. He was asked to report to FBI headquarters, which he did, with his attorney. This is something that's just happened in the last 30 minutes or so. And we're, of course, reporting this just like everybody else is reporting it. We're getting it from a number of different news sources. Now, because we are not fake news, and because this is a real story that, of course, we always report real stories, we're going to give you a few of our references here. First, citizen journalist Raquel. I say citizen journalist Raquel was the first to, well, I'd say lay claim to the story. We have hundreds of citizen journalists who contribute to Agenda 21 Radio, and I thank all of you for doing that. That was really the first hint that we got, and this hint came last week. She sent us a story that said, yeah, Paul Manafort was going to be the... And I thought to myself, gee, that's kind of funny. How come does this news agency know that it's going to be Paul Manafort? And lo and behold, it was. You know, what can I say about that? Well, let's see. I guess you would say that Paul Manafort and the information about him was leaked. Guess who from? The Mueller camp. Because it's the Mueller camp that would know. Now, my understanding, in fact, Trey Gowdy is the source of this. So this isn't fake news. Trey Gowdy has said this is illegal. That this was an illegal act by the special prosecutor, Robert Uranium 1 Mueller. We need to come out and talk truthfully about Robert Uranium 1 Mueller and his involvement with, little side note, Uranium 1 with the Clintons. Yeah, so you have really several foxes guarding the hen house here. So Paul Manafort is the first one to be popped. Now, there's also an unnamed at this point in time. I'm not coming out with a name because I don't know it. I have a name, but I cannot confirm it. I'm waiting for him, who's apparently an associate, a business associate of Paul Manafort, to come out. Now, I think the charges will stem something from, I guess, money laundering. Of course, the Clintons don't do any money laundering at all. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what Uranium One was about? And, you know, of course, Uranium One is just one of the many things that involve the Clinton Foundation, including, well, a small little town in Orange, California. Oh, did I say Orange, California? Clinton Foundation has its ties all over the place. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what is going on. Yeah. Anyway, so Robert Uranium 1 Mueller has struck out, and we don't know how many more or who else is going to be indicted by Robert Uranium 1 Mueller in his witch hunt, which is really what this is. Now, that's my editorial part of it, the witch hunt. It's clearly a witch hunt, and it's going to yield absolutely nothing, I suspect, in the end. And you got to keep in mind that this is a case where Robert Mueller has to justify his own existence, and he was put in place literally by the, I guess you would say, the maneuvering of James Comey, who was fired as FBI director, by President Donald Trump. And I think rightfully so. Other people say, oh, he shouldn't have taken... Trump did exactly what he should have done. These people are running around, oh, just do it next month. Let's hold off and let's do it. You cannot do that. He has got to get rid of the swamp. He's got to drain it. The big plug was, of course, Comey. Now, we got to remember something. Comey is best friends with who? Who's his good buddy, his longtime good buddy, but Robert Uranium 1 Mueller? Yeah, the same special prosecutor. See, this is what I suspect. Now, you know that we always talk about Donald Trump being the best rope salesman on the planet. And Robert Mueller, you just got sold a bunch of rope. And Robert Mueller, see, this is what I like about this special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, is everybody is in one place at one time. He has gone out and, I mean, spent millions and millions of our dollars, our tax dollars, on doing what? On bringing in gobs. I mean, absolutely gobs of attorneys that are loyal to, guess who? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just about every attorney that she's had over the last whatever years has been hired as prosecutors, special prosecutors alongside him in this witch hunt. Now, gee, I don't know, maybe a little fairness somewhere? Oh, no, this cannot be about fairness. This has got to be all about covering Hillary Rodham Clinton. And that's why we're at this position right now, because the Uranium One story has popped big time. what was going on last week. We were scurrying around with all this information about Uranium One, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Clinton University. That was a poor choice of words. It was not the Clinton Foundation, not the university. That was Donald Trump and his university problems, right? I mean, when you take a look at that, that looks like nothing compared to what Hillary Rodham Clinton has been engaging in, and everybody else. Big scandals, we know. And are we going to go through that? Yes, we are. Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, there is no there for this. That is what the reality check is. All right, some other stories going on, and we're going to be covering this. We're going to go back to Santa Rosa, California, Sonoma, and those fires, those devastating fires. What has happened since then? We're going to try and answer a few questions. And one of the things that I don't think that officials in Santa Rosa want us to dive into is what's going on there now. Now, we have had sporadic reports and stories actually being removed from, kind of interesting, stripped right off a drudge. By the LA Times, who is reporting that, guess what? Looters were being arrested in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. At least two. And right now they're being held on $500,000 bail each for looting in the residences, or the former residences, the shells of the residences in Santa Rosa and other communities. Well, it's kind of interesting. We still don't have a body count out of all those areas that were ravaged. We don't have a total. And no one's talking. Gee, is there any wonder why we're going to look into it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please make sure that you check out our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com, and do not forget newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, putting another star on the flag, the 51st state of the union, making a more perfect union. That's what we are attempting to do, making a more perfect United States of America. That is what we are doing. Now, it is absolutely a gangbuster news day. Again, how come, every day, that's why we're in business, I guess. Because every day is a gangbuster news day. And that's the way I like it, actually. And I think you do, too. I know. Everybody's going, Paul, this is just too much. We got too much stuff going on. Yes, we do. We absolutely do. Okay, so Paul Manafort has been processed from what we understand at this point. We're kind of watching and listening to at the same time. You know how we can multitask here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is, as it says right now, on Drudge. This is the stuff. This is on the left-hand side, small letters. Ex-Trump campaign chair, business partner charged. 12 counts, conspiracy against USA, money laundering, tax fraud. Mueller gets moving. Manafort indicted. Big, bold letters above the words Drudge Report. Okay, 12 counts. Well, let's see who they've got the business partner here. And this is now from the Washington Post, just out 3 minutes ago, okay? We can go with this one. Manafort and former business partner charged with conspiracy in connection with special counsel probe. Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and his longtime business partner Rick Gates. Rick Gates is who it is. That's the name that I had. Now, I did not report this because, I was offended that CNN reported. Actually, we heard about this before CNN on Friday reported it. And then we followed over the weekend, and you noticed we did not have anything up about it. And I didn't even talk about it yesterday on the other radio shows. I just refused to. If you're a special counsel, why are you talking to the Communist News Network? Right? And why are you doing that? I mean, that to me, this is an indictment. That is, I think, it's against the law, number one, to do this, to leak this information. This is not information that should be properly leaked from these people. Now, I understand the transition. Paul, we got this information about this, that, and the other. Now, I have never, and I have been aware of, I just sort of have a policy for myself and for what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio and AENN, that we just do not bring this stuff out because in cases where Obama or other people on Obama's side, I had information and I did not discuss it. And, I would say things, well, we understand there's going to be something coming down. It may involve the Obama. But, if I had a name like, Robert Mueller, we understand Robert. No, we wouldn't do that. So that's why I just have that policy. And I just think that's just the right thing to do. Anyway, but... says here, both of them have been charged in a 12-count indictment with conspiracy against the... really? Conspiracy to launder money and making false statements. Ah. It marked the first criminal allegations to come from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's third... I guess he's the third? What is that? Robert Mueller's... third investigation into possible coordination between Trump campaign and Russia to influence the 2016 election. Now, what this sounds like to me, if you're money laundering, that's nothing to do necessarily with making false, we don't know what the statements are, conspiracy against the United States. So what's going to happen, I'm predicting they're going to drop the conspiracy charges and they're going to go with the money laundering, because that was something that wasn't even related to, guess what? Yeah, the election. See, it's not about the election, and the proof right there, I think, is in the first statement there. It marked the first criminal allegations to come from special counsel. Gates did not respond to a request for comment, nor did Jason Maloney, a spokesman for Manafort. Manafort was spotted walking into the FBI's Washington field office Monday morning. Washington, especially those in political and media circles, have been anxiously anticipating. Oh, yes, we're going to get the president now. Since CNN reported Friday, I don't get into that hype. Since CNN reported Friday that a grand jury had approved the first charges in Mueller's investigation, the report was soon matched by others, including Reuters and Wall Street Journal, though affiliates of many involved say they were in the dark as to what was about to come. About a dozen reporters staked out the entrance of the federal courthouse in downtown D.C. Monday morning, waiting for any glimpse of prosecutors and possible defendants. Spokesman for Mueller and Justice Department declined to comment over the weekend. A Justice Department spokeswoman. Spokesperson. There you go. I like that one. Gender neutral. A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment Monday, and a spokesman for the special counsel's office did not return messages seeking comment. I bet not. Oh, we got it out. Childlike. Mueller was appointed in May to oversee the probe of possible coordination between the Trump campaign in Russia. Russia, taking over work that the FBI had begun in July 2016. Their interest in Manafort, though, dates back to at least 2014. This is a cold read. It just came off. I haven't read it. Long before Mueller was appointed or Manafort was connected to the Trump campaign, prosecutors have been probing Manafort's work as a political consultant in Ukraine. This is where it gets dicey and where you know what's going on now. Prosecutors have been probing Manafort's work as a political consultant in Ukraine. You got to remember, Mueller is on the Nazi side of things. He is supporting the Nazi and has been through his FBI and again affiliations with James Comey, Uranium One, and Hillary Clinton. This is Mueller. I am charging this to Mueller. He has been covering up the Uranium One business and connections to the Nazi-aligned government of the Ukraine, who's now selling parts, missile parts, to guess who? Yes, North Korea. Now, the yellow cake for refining into plutonium and so on, oh, yeah, that's American-made, by the way, we're finding out. And where's that been coming from? Uranium One. And Uranium One, Robert Mueller, or Robert Uranium One Mueller, as I like to say, we're going to start connecting the dots. The dots are very easily connected, actually, now that we know all about Uranium One. And we've been following Uranium One since when? Since Clive and Bundy. What? See, let me just pull you aside here, and let's have a little chat. You know, Clive and Bundy, yeah. And what about Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy? And what about that whole thing up there in the Malheur in Oregon? Ann Brown, the governor, is she related to Jerry Brown in California? As he's governor. Brown and Brown. Braun, I guess, right? The Braun family. Well, it's all about energy, folks. It's all about energy. And Uranium One is certainly about energy, right? Oh, it's also about fissile material, you know, to make bombs with. I wonder if any of this yellow cake, which is being shipped around the world, if any of it has gotten into the hands of the North Koreans by way of the Ukraines. You know, I am so suspicious of this. The current crop of Ukrainians, which of course are leaning towards the Obama side. Is that happening? We'll be back. Stay tuned for more of Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to create a new world order. That was Joe Biden. in case you were wondering who that was. Yeah, Joe Biden. Okay, so headlines on Fox News. Now we've gone from Washington Post. Mueller gets his man. Mueller. Robert Uranium won Mueller. We'll call him Robert U1 Mueller. Yeah. Paul Manafort, top aide, charged with money laundering, other counts in Russian collusion probe. Right. Says, explain how Paul Manafort is connected to the Trump-Russia investigation, and Manafort indictment puts pressure on Trump agenda? Judge Napolitano and former Clinton chief of staff say. Oh, here's one from Trump. I like this one. You know, this is what happens in This is a story I was going to cover anyway today, but I'm going to put this one out here. It'll come back. Kevin Spacey. This is the Hollywood thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming unraveled in Hollywood. I got to tell you. That 1985, that's a long time ago, When I took the coursework, when I did the training with the LA County, with the LA Police Department's Crimes Against Children's Task Force, it was all about Hollywood and the pedophile rings that were international and so on. The hours that I had to endure, I mean, literally endure watching stuff and understanding behaviors of people and listening to people. It was sickening. Oftentimes I was nauseated when I let this. But anyway, so that's how long this has been festering inside of me, to see some sort of justice coming Hollywood way. This is how long it's been going on, that long, and they've been corrupting our country that long with their filth. With their filth. So Kevin Spacey is accused of harassing 14-year-old boy. And finally, Kevin comes out gay. What's that do for the gay agenda? Here's Kevin Spacey, a closeted gay for years, now openly coming out and saying he's gay, and he's accused of harassing a 14-year-old boy. You know how Spacey likes boys, right? Boys. This is Sykes to Spacey. You don't get to choose to hide under the rainbow. Oh, here we go. Couple that survived Vegas shooting dies in car crash. Died in car crash. All right. That's one we're going to have to come back to now, isn't it? We just kind of plumb forgot for a while about Las Vegas, haven't we? And, you know, I was asked last night by a confidant, Paul, how come no one's talking about Las Vegas? I said, because they're hiding. Hello? And then that was followed up, Paul, how come they're not talking about the fires in Northern California? Because they're hiding. They're hiding, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you why they're hiding is because the heat has been built up. Why? The heat has been built up by you. All of you citizen journalists out there, have done a fantastic job. So we'll get into A Cruel Fate here as the title of the article. A couple that survived Vegas shooting dies in car crash. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Okay. Another little thing we're going to be talking about is California clears first hurdle to breaking into three states. Right. We'll see about that. I know. I will have a lot to say about that. You just never know when a plan's going to come together. Now, do you really? I mean, seriously, do you really know when a plan's going to come together? So we have these Manafort charges now. 12 counts, conspiracy against U.S. money laundering, tax fraud. Mueller gets moving. That seems to be the thing that... let's talk about the money laundering, because this is going to be one of the, I think, the... this is from Bloomberg now. Trump's ex-campaign chairman Manafort faces U.S. tax charges. First charges by special prosecutor Mueller in Russia probe, Manafort and ex-partner Gates told to surrender on Monday. Paul Manafort, a former campaign, yeah, blah, 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 blah. The charges against Manafort and Rick Gates indicate that special counsel Robert Mueller probe is intensifying and could pose a danger to the White House. That's Bloomberg, of course. Manafort and Gates face money laundering issues. Early Monday, prosecutors told Manafort and Gates to surrender. Isn't it nice they told them the last after they told CNN? Let's see. Manafort, wearing a suit and tie, drove past a crowd of photographers. Okay. Pardon power. The federal courts put the prospect of a presidential pardon front and center. A potential wild card for Mueller's investigation. Trump has said on Twitter that the president has complete power to pardon. But doing so, he could deepen the legal trouble of those in Trump's circle, because prosecutors could then try to compel pardoned individuals to testify, since they lose some Fifth Amendment prosecutions or protections. Manafort is also in an investigation by authorities in New York State, where the president wouldn't have authority to issue a pardon. Says Trump's reaction to the charges, which could also include messages to witnesses to stay quiet, should be watched carefully. Former U.S. Attorney Preet Baraha said on CNN's State of the Union. Of course, it's CNN. Manafort 68 has been under investigation by Mueller for months for work before he joined the Trump campaign. And there it is. There, I got to say, Bloomberg they said it. Yes, they did. A top Republican strategist who also worked extensively for campaign politicians. He left the presidential campaign only after a few months in 2016 when information surfaced about his earlier work in Ukraine for a pro-Russian party, which intensified scrutiny as of past business dealings. It all comes down to that. That's my point. It comes down to that statement that I was making earlier. Manafort is dirty because he was dealing with, at least in Mueller's mind, the opposition. And the opposition is Putin. We understand that. And who does he bring in, or who did Obama bring in to counter Putin? His Nazi friends, those that are, well, that are supporting radical Islamic terrorists. Now, do you think Putin, after all the history of the Ukraine and the Nazis and World War II and losing millions of men at Kursk, do you think Putin really appreciated that? I would say no. But you got to understand one thing. Ukraine has been on the site. They've been the crosshairs of the globalists for a long time. It's an energy-rich area. You have a confluence of a lot of pipelines and so on that come in through the Ukraine and then spread out to Europe. It is a target-rich environment for the extortionist supreme, meaning the cartels and the criminal element out there with the globalists. That's what this is. So it's a grab, just like they're trying to grab for California. Right? Just like they're trying to grab for California. Isn't it funny? Uranium One, a grab for 20% of the United States uranium production. Oh, I'm sorry, the end product, yellow cake, has been distributed all around. We've already talked about that. And who is right in the middle of all this? Robert Mueller, when he was FBI director, working alongside with James Comey. See, this is what a lot of people still don't... We will get this information out. This is how dirty this is. Now, my suggestion is that they form a special prosecutor for the special prosecutor to see how dirty Robert Mueller truly is, because he should be charged. Absolutely, he should be. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Down an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Now is Mark Lotter, who recently stepped down as Vice President Pence's top spokesman, is now a surrogate for the president's outside political efforts. So this story about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats funding the firm that ended up procuring this unverified Trump-Russia dossier, I love that word, was broken by the Washington Post. Does that not show that the mainstream media are sometimes willing to go after the other side, not just Republicans?
Well, when you look at what you saw on CNN and MSNBC happening later this week, they were blaming this all as fictitious creation of Fox News, yet they ignored the fact that it started with the Washington Post. I mean, this is just another example of the fundamental disconnect between some of the media who've abandoned reporting for resisting, and why one of the reasons why, you know, when you look at just about every single day part, Fox News here has larger audience and bigger ratings than MSNBC and CNN combined.
Blaming Fox News, I'm shocked. Speaking of CNN, we mentioned earlier that I want to get your take on this as a former reporter. So CNN has this story based on a source. Robert Mueller has a first indictment, and now it's sort of been confirmed. It's going to be announced Monday. Hours and hours and hours of talk and chatter. We don't know who it is. It could be a small fish. It could be a big deal. What do you make of that kind of sort of endless speculation with the key missing fact?
Well, I think one of the things you have to look at is who leaked potentially confidential and sealed grand jury information, if that is in fact what happens tomorrow. But the other fact is again, you've got some liberal outlets jumping to conclusions, speculating on what it could be when we don't know. I mean, as anything we have seen in past from these special investigations is that they rarely actually ever result in charges or issues that are related to what their original charter was. It usually is something else completely unrelated to what they were originally looking into. And so we just don't know at this point.
Now, I'm not trying to outlaw speculation on television, but, you know, the identity of the person who allegedly supposedly is going to be indicted obviously is a very big deal. Let me move now to this internal battle within the Republican Party, President Trump going after Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, who went after him. In fact, they started it. They're both retiring. Does that create what the White House would call a distraction from other issues? For example, the president having his big presentation, declaring a public health emergency on opioids, because the press loves these intra-party fights.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I heard Ari Fleischer say it the other day on Fox. He was saying there's always about a dozen lead stories on any given moment going on at the White House. And so work on tax reform, work on repealing and replacing Obamacare, all those things continue regardless of what may be, you know, being discussed in the media. But the one thing, and I'll say I've got faith in these elected leaders, all of them, you know, on the Republican side, that when it comes time to voting on something that the president and that other Republicans have been talking about for a very long time, like tax cuts, reforming the tax system, that's something that they're going to have to vote for.
So you don't buy the distraction argument, the idea that a lot of the media oxygen is consumed by the political sniping, less on the issues that the White House is pushing.
If legislation was actually done on personality and relationships, Obamacare would already be repealed because John McCain would have voted with his good friend Lindsey Graham.
All right,
they do
fair
it on
point.
Policy.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, you had worked until recently for the vice president. Do you think Mike Pence, on balance, has been covered fairly, or has there been an attempt?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. And this was Mark Lotter is his name, and he used to work for Pence, and now he's working as a surrogate, as you heard I'm talking about there. Anyway, this distraction business. This is the key thing. Is this a distraction, this dossier? See, the dossier comes up, and remember, all of a sudden, Mueller has to now perform. He has to come up with somebody such as, well, Manafort. That's what he's got. So, and what has he got? Nothing on Russia, Russia, Russia. Clearly, the conspiracy? Where's the conspiracy? I mean, there's just not going to be any there. And Trump has said this. We've all said it. We've been saying it since day one. They've got nothing. If you want to go back and you want to look at Manafort before he became involved with Trump, you might have something. And that's what he's done. Now, of course, the poor guy had probably never would have come to light to anybody only because he worked for Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play this out all the way through to see how this whole thing works. Of course, I think this is a Scooter Libby thing. Remember back in the George Bush era, they busted Scooter Libby, and he had to suffer, if you will. Some more.
Age 68, Alexandria, Virginia. Richard Gates, age 45, Richmond, Virginia, have been indicted by a federal grand jury in the District of Columbia, dated October 27, so that would be the end of last week. The indictment contains 12 counts: conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, unregistered agent of a foreign principal, false and misleading FARA FARA statements, false statement and 7 counts of failure to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts. The case was unsealed after defendants were permitted to surrender themselves to the custody of the FBI. So there you have a brief outline of the charges that they are now facing. How does that fit into what we're anticipating or describing now?
Well, it sounds like what I just described. Did he launder the money? Did he pay taxes on it? Did he register? That FARA is the Foreign Agent Registration Act. If you're going to be a lobbyist for a foreign country, you have to register with the U.S. government. The big question here is, if these charges are in fact all concerning earlier times, what connection could they make, prosecutors make, to the Trump campaign? And
hello? What can they make? Nothing.
If there is no connection, could they be used to pressure Manafort into giving them information about any possible wrongdoing on the Trump campaign? The only
highly unlikely from Manafort.
Problem is, we don't know of what such wrongdoing might be, but certainly Manafort is now under pressure, having been indicted, and prosecutors can come to him and say, listen, you probably should tell us everything you know.
What do you know about Rick Gates? Who is he? What's his connection?
Longtime Manafort business associate, worked in all of this stuff we were talking about with Ukraine and Yanukovych and all of that, was working in that, and then came
yeah.
to the Trump.
Anyway, so this is what we have going on right now, is Manafort indicted, Gates, his business associate. That's it. That's it from these folks. And, you know, the problem is, of course, these are all charges designed to put pressure on Manafort to talk about Russia, 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 then how the Trump campaign may have been affected with or influenced with the Russians, the collusion, all that stuff. And, of course, they're going to find nothing, 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 nothing. You got more here on Agenda 21 Radio than Manafort has on, Mueller has on Uranium One on Manafort.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And got a lot of other stories coming up. We're going to talk about this couple that died in an auto accident following the Vegas shootout. You know, of course, they were there and they survived that, but died suddenly in an auto accident. And, you know, talking about this has been Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show has talked about all of a sudden these people start dying mysteriously, the so-called witnesses even. Two, we talked about this, a girl out of Apple Valley, California, died suddenly in her sleep by the time her husband left for work early in the morning, and she never came to pick up the kids, or the grandmother didn't get the kids, or whatever. They went to the house and found her dead. That was 2 weeks ago. She was a big witness, in fact. She saw the shooters on the ground and all kinds of things. She suddenly dies. Wonder what's up with that. Or is it just maybe nothing? There's nothing to see here, just move along, right? Is that what we're looking at? Just move along, nothing to see. Just dead bodies everywhere. Is this kind of like what's going on with the Clintons? The body count rises. Of course, you remember the thing that was interesting about Dave Hodges. He made the comment that it was the same thing that was happening around the murders of JFK. All the people that were in Daley Plaza, most of them ended up dead, strangely enough, in different ways. I know time has passed, but a lot of them did, in fact, die of strange, confusion, to say the least. Anyway, is the same thing happening here? I don't know. It's just tinfoil hat thinking again, but you know how that goes, don't you? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.